update us on how far along you are right now, how you're feeling.
Yeah, throwing every day. Right now, feeling good. Here in the next week, probably get off the mound and start throwing some pins.
Do you think that the second half of the season is a realistic timetable for
you? Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm pretty confident with that. I don't really have a week or anything specific, but yeah, definitely going to pitch this year.
What exactly have you been rehabbing over the past couple of months? Has it just been the lat or also the elbow as well?
Yeah, right now it's just the lat. You know, we're past the elbow stuff. We were able to get that handled. But yeah, right now just focusing on the lat, kind of figuring out exactly what might be causing it, whether it's mechanical or, you know, something we're doing in the weight room or something prep-wise. Right now just trying to figure out exactly what's causing it.
Has the lat injury been similar to the ones you've had in the past, or is this different than the ones you experienced?
No, this one is similar to last year. So very, very minor, but, you know, then again, you don't want it to happen again because then it can turn into something bigger. So right now, just trying to figure out, like I said, why it keeps happening and, you know, how I can, you know, eliminate it in the future.
How do you go about figuring that out? Is it like the pain spikes? I mean, you think back to what you did that day and then you guys kind of try to keep a log. Like, how do you go about that?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of writing down, trying to figure out, you know, exactly what you did, you know, whether it's biomechanics stuff or just goes back to a prep routine, trying to get warmed up or, you know, a weightlifting type deal. Like I said, you know, everything's on the table, but just trying to narrow it down and figure out why it keeps happening.
I know you were throwing bullpens, but when exactly did you start to feel the lat issue crop up? Was it while you were on the mound or like the next day kind of thing?
It was the next day kind of thing, yeah. It wasn't while I was throwing, so, which that's good. You know, I can't really put a, you know, specific pitch or, you know, specific bullpen or something on it, but yeah, just kind of feeling it creep up just a little bit and then getting an MRI, seeing it was there. So being able to kind of tone it back down and get to work on it.
Grayson, how's this process been for you working your way back? You had the setback.
And yeah.
Obviously, the way that the season's going, just how have your emotions been throughout this entire process?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, mentally, that's probably the hardest part is not being able to be out there with the guys. I mean, you know, you show up every day and you want to play. And then when you're on the IL, I mean, it's just the worst thing. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot of good guys in this clubhouse that can kind of help me through it. But yeah, it's definitely tough. I'd say mentally it's pretty hard just being able to show up and know that, you know, you're not going to pitch this week or something, you know, something like that. But just, I guess, grinding through it, I guess, is all you can do and just focus on getting better to get back out there.
The last time we talked to you in what was in March, and you said, Ben, you felt sluggish.
Yeah.
When did you feel that? And did it change?
You know, I think, you know, maybe my mechanics were a little out of whack. You know, not staying closed front side. I think there was a little bit of different things that could kind of, you know, add into that. But, yeah, I mean, I think my body wasn't necessarily moving right. And right now the point I'm at is a lot better than where I was at that moment. So right now I'm pretty confident in what I'm doing and looking to get back out there pretty quick.
Who have you leaned on for those mental challenges you just described, whether it's in here or outside of here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of people, you know, pitchers on the staff like Eflin and Bradish and, you know, other guys that have kind of been through some similar things. You know, obviously, you know, my family or, you know, pitching coaches that I look up to that aren't with this organization that, you know, I spent some time with, you know, before I was in the big leagues. I think a lot of those people have helped me. You know, it's not just one person, but it's a whole team.
You've obviously been around here a good bit. I mean, do you think this team can still turn the season around and get things moving in a better direction?
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, you know, obviously we got off to a slow start, but, I mean, this clubhouse hasn't changed. I mean, it feels like the same clubhouse we had in 23 or, you know, last year. I mean, there's no tensions. There's no drama. I was talking about this yesterday with Scott, our head trainer. Like, this is probably one of the one clubhouses in baseball where, you know, there isn't a guy that you don't like or somebody that's causing a lot of issues. So, I mean, when you can have a good clubhouse like this, you expect to win games. And right now, you know, we've been playing a lot better. So I think we're going to, you know, really get on a hot streak here, and I think we're going to finish the season how we want to.
Has there been any treatment besides the initial cortisone shot? I mean, I know you did PT and daily treatment.
Yeah,
stuff like
no,
that, but
no, nothing since then. The healing has been going well. We've been monitoring that. So I think right now, you know, just taking some rest and making sure we stay on top of a good throwing program.
The last 30 or so starts were really good in the major leagues. Did you feel like you were becoming the pitcher you expected to become all along?
Absolutely. I think that's probably one of the tough parts about it is, you know, obviously you can't ever figure baseball out. And if you say you figure it out, it'll humble you really quick. But, yeah, I mean, my confidence was really high. I think that's one thing that I've, you know, struggled having to deal with is, like, knowing that, you know, I'm where I want to be right now, but not being able to go out there and pitch every 5 days, you know, really just kills me.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but yeah. It's part of the frustration of this that, you know, like, if you know for sure what the injury is and what's causing it, you can fix it. You can have, you know, this week you do this week you do that. But
yeah.
It doesn't seem like you have that right now. It seems like everything's kind of off feel and then you decide what to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously this is the third time, you know, I've had a lat issue in 4 years. So, you know, we're trying to just eliminate and figure out why it keeps happening. I think that's a very hard thing, you know, to figure out whether it's mechanics or it's, you know, some type of lifting program in the weight room. It's just kind of hard to put your finger on it, but you know, being able to kind of navigate through it and figure it out along the way, I think is something that we've been able to do that we're doing well right now.